Surprise, it's me, your Judge John Hodgman, here in the hidden dimension of the post-credit sequence. I had mentioned a letter that I received from L. Ashley Squires regarding Simulated Worlds, Free Will, Blade Runner, and The Matrix. And it's an incredible letter, and I didn't know quite how to share it because it's somewhat long. So what better place for it than here in this timeless void of the post-credit sequence where we are all disembodied minds here to encounter each other. So, if you haven't seen Blade Runner, see it. It's really, really good. And I think you'll understand why I say so when you hear Ashley's letter. Dear Judge John Hodgman, I'm a few weeks behind. I've just finished listening to May It Please Descartes. And I wanted to suggest that the cultural touchstone that perhaps most usefully expresses your perspective on the, quote, is my consciousness fake question is not The Matrix, but rather Blade Runner. Personally, I've always found the debates about whether Decker is a replicant to be missing the point. The true meaning of Blade Runner, in my opinion, is that Deckard can never know for certain whether his consciousness is real, whether his memories are implants, or whether he is a machine cruelly created for the purpose of destroying his own kind. Because at the end of Blade Runner, Eldon Tyrell, his creator, aka God or whatever, is quite literally dead, murdered by his own creation in an expression of profound existential despair. The question is unanswerable. But what matters is not whether Deckard's consciousness is real. It is real for him. Those memories, implanted or not, as Rutger Hauer tells us, are precious and meaningful and singular, like life itself. Deckard's decision to take Rachel and run has always represented, for me, the decision to go on living and treasuring life, regardless of the answer to that "Am I a real person or not?" question. And with all due credit to the Wachowskis for their marvelous filmic achievement, I think The Matrix has had a somewhat pernicious influence on the culture at large when it comes to this issue. Whereas Blade Runner says that you can never know if your consciousness is real, but life is precious anyway, The Matrix says that you absolutely can know for sure, and that if you are simply the bravest and purest of all human beings, you too can know the absolute truth of existence and thereby gain superpowers to be used not only against the robots, but against the consciousnesses of the people still in the Matrix who might at any moment be used by the system to thwart you. It isn't an accident that red-pilled is the byword of neo-fascists. And while that usage is no doubt based on a tendentious and self-serving reading of that film, I do think its central metaphors leave a bit too much room for that kind of epistemic overconfidence. Doing my best to keep it short and failing beautifully, Ashley Squires. Thank you, as always, for your wisdom. Aw, shucks. Thank you, L. Ashley Squires, Director, Writing and Communication Center, Assistant Professor, Department of Humanities and Languages, New Economic School, Moscow, Russia. Yeah, watch Blade Runner. Watch The Matrix, too, but watch Blade Runner.